report involving the European Union. It's an organization of 28 countries. It's holding a meeting in Brussels, Belgium this week. And one of the major topics on its agenda is Europe's ongoing migrant and refugee crisis. There are more people streaming into Europe now than at any point since the Second World War. And there are a lot of disagreements among EU members and their citizens about how to address the situation. Another topic involves whether Britain will ultimately remain part of the European Union. Because this is an economic cooperation, the stakes are high.
What is the EU? The European Union is a group of countries that work together to create a single market. This allows goods, capital, services, and people to move between the member states, as long as they follow the rules and they pay the entry fee. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. To start this story, we need to go right back to the end of World War II. After 6 years of fighting, Europe was decimated. Economies were collapsing, and mistrust was rife as old enemies faced the prospect of recreating trade ties. France and previous occupiers Germany faced the difficult task of creating a unity for profit. So they started talking, mainly about steel and coal. In 1951, a total of six countries, France, Belgium, West Germany, Italy, Luxembourg and the Netherlands, reached their first accord by uniting the steel and coal industries, creating the European Coal and Steel Community, or the ECSC. They later introduced the European Economic Community, the EEC, in 1958. These two organisations are seen as the origin of the modern European Union that wouldn't adopt its new name until 1993. More than six decades later, the European Union now represents more than half a billion people across 28 countries and with a common currency, the euro, which generates an estimated 14 trillion euros in GDP per year. The premise? Countries who are economically linked are less likely to have conflict. But it isn't a totally happy marriage for many countries, as some are affected differently by world events. There have been arguments over financial regulations, bailouts and different approaches to migration. This has given rise to anti-EU parties across Europe, with many calling for their countries to withdraw from arguably the world's most powerful union.
The US Supreme Court cancelled the regular conference it had scheduled for today. It's a time of mourning following the sudden death of 79-year-old Justice Antonin Scalia. Government officials say he passed away in his sleep last weekend. Justice Scalia's body is lying in repose at the court. And many people are wondering, what happens to Supreme Court cases with an even number of justices on the bench? What if a decision is split 4-4? The answer is that the lower court's ruling would stand. Those particular cases would not be overturned. But if multiple courts ruled differently on a case, a 4-4 decision at the Supreme Court wouldn't really decide anything. The justices do have the option to hold over cases, though. They could put off ruling on them until a ninth justice is confirmed.